I'd like to add that letter we received regarding the 4th of July, I think, last month. Forget his name, it was in our packet last month regarding the 4th of July, regarding that. The press release, both of them, have you wrote the letter in there? Well done. Somebody have it? I just wanted to drop this to the board.
Oh, all right, well, and then number two, business.
I don't think the agenda be accepted as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes?
On the guest for the minutes, that's, I believe, Sandy Green, not Judy Green.
Any other changes? Motion to accept minutes?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Request. We have a license request for Forky, Richard Debra, Media Community Doc. I believe that is a transfer, said request. I looked at the doc, there's nothing wrong with the doc.
Hold it for a bit.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Next one is John Harding. Media Community Doc again, another transfer.
Hold it for a bit.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
You don't like these people?
Not my community doc.
Oh.
Next one is Leonard Martinez, Smith Road.
Good inspection, it's in good condition.
Again, this is a license transfer, not a request.
Move to accept.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next one is Larry DePomo, and he is asking to occupy a space on the dock down by us. I'm not sure if this space exists. The whole history on this.
Bill, this is one that, this is, you know, I'm gonna have to go through, just like did with Tom Thomas, and follow over off the history of it.
Yeah.
I just did not simply have time to do it. And then I would like to get Bruce's opinion on it before I get there.
Okay.
I will retake what?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The last one is Community Doc. There was a letter written about the dock being rebuilt, and actually we had two letters, one from, Sunset Dock Association, area K.
That's a different dock, though. The one with F?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a different dock.
No, it isn't.
Ken, is this, that's just Charles?
Yeah.
They're on your dock, right?
So.
Yeah, they're on Zimmerman.
Yeah, but this is a letter we are in convention, the Penton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I thought you were on the inspection.
Nope.
Sorry.
Well, it's under request. I'll just cover it there because it's under request. I don't know, has everybody had a chance to review this? I had a call from Mrs. Donovan, and the basic problem is the work was done, there's no signed contracts, and there's discrepancy over the work between people on the community dock and the contractor. I told Mrs. Donovan, my feeling was, and I'll speak, this is just for myself, I don't believe this board should be even involved in this because it really doesn't have anything to do with this.
No, it doesn't.
It's really between the community association and the contractor.
My suggestion would be that, you know, what you said, it's not in our realm, but should they change their bylaws to read that any new person has to buy in and a new person doesn't, then we could be able to take it.
Yes, we would have to enforce that if it's in the bylaws.
So, I mean, at this point in time, we can't do anything, no, but, you know.
Well, they would have to submit the bylaws and everything.
Correct.
We don't have any, I'm Valerie Donovan. We don't even have, our group's not together, we're just six families on a dock.
How do you prove that?
Probably.
I mean, the issue with.
Can't afford it.
Yeah, the issue with this is the contractor gave us one price upon giving us an estimate to build this dock. The six of us agreed on it, then the contractor doubled his price after the fact, after the work was done. When we got the bill, I told everybody, I'm not paying. I said, I don't know who he thinks he is to double his price. He had the entire winter, the entire time to say, look, I'm in over my head, I underestimated your job. He never did that. I told everybody when we got this bill for a double amount, I said, let this gentleman take us to small claims, to court, let a judge determine what we owe him. I said, because I don't think it's fair for him to turn around and say, you owe me double. Not once were we told of any, you know, that he underestimated. If he underestimated, he's the contractor, that's not my problem, that's his. So, he doubled the price, it went from $8,000 to $15,000. Right, which, you know, the other five parties chose to pay this gentleman. And we chose to pay him our original agreed amount.
Two of them.
It took like 9 months before anybody after the fact paid. But, you know, I have requested from the contractor, as well as other people on the dock, invoices, estimates, every check we sent him along the way, along the course of this, please send me something for my files, just, you know, anything. Estimate, blueprints, anything. Nothing was sent to us or other people on the dock. He refused. He does the business that way. And now, after the fact, it's not the contractor coming after me and Mr. Penn.
What did all you guys do? Just approve the permit and that's it? Or the request to do work, that's it?
Yeah, I mean, we just get a permit. I mean, they submit up to us to rebuild the dock. I mean, the contract between the contractors.
It's a private dispute.
It's a private dispute.
But they should have, like out there, all the other community dock owners, they should have some sort of bylaws.
Well, we're trying to get all, but part of the problem is a lot of those associations have been around 40 years. And we've written letters to them to get bylaws in. I mean, that's part of the problem. Have them got bylaws, have them don't.
But my concern
Mr. Penton, according to his letter, he wants our slip, our dock rates to be revoked, which this is between us and the contractor.
I don't know what the feeling is. My feeling is I don't think we're going to revoke your dock rates. I think it's a dispute, like I say, between you and the contractor. Whether, you know, what the contractor's going to do, I don't know. He's probably going to come after you because the other people already paid the money.
Right. We requested from him a full accounting of all his material, labor, everything. He totally just ignored our request, and that's when Mr. Penton sent his letter. So I think the contractor...
Well, I think we will send a letter to Mr. Penton advising him we don't feel it's in our realm of responsibility, first of all. We're not going to revoke your dock rates.
Okay, that was my concern, because that property is up for sale.
I'll ask for a motion.
I will.
I will second.
So, I mean, that's where I'll lay, and then really, it's still between you and the contractor.
Correct.
Chooses to come after you.
Motion to write a letter to Mr. Penton, just explaining that this is outside our realm of responsibility.
Thank you.
Just a suggestion. I mean, when these requests come in, Bill, from a community dock, why wouldn't you then look and say, okay, we need a community, there's nothing on this, on our records about this community dock. Prove the request. Maybe that's just a way to protect yourselves. When the request comes in, don't grant it, it's properly set up.
I mean, we sent a letter to all the community docks, but we...
Just a suggestion. I don't want to speak out of turn, but it's just a suggestion.
That is a good suggestion. I agree.
For consistency.
Will that, excuse me?
Oh, yes.
In the letter that you're going to write, will it also state that our dock rates will not be extended? Thank you very much.
Okay, that takes care of requests.
On the human tally on there yet, Bill?
What's that?
We're wonderful.
I don't know. This is a carryover for you.
Marty, does this paper here go to the agenda for the meeting?
So that should be with Kelly and... Yes.
I don't know. It did come up the last May.
Right.
And it said, stay with this one.
Why don't we add a little...
From the last meeting?
Kelly Childs will make me that not moved it yet. Any inspection bills emailed on the business phone number.
What one?
Me. Kelly Childs. Just say Kelly.
We have an armada.
Okay, moving in old business.
I checked on the Christian septic system in Florida County, and evidently it was missing form. The county, on a transfer of property, the county does not require a septic inspection. But we do, and they will inspect it. That's a normal fee that they would charge for the thing. I talked to Hayward, Mr. Hayward, and he said, oh, no, he said, we don't require a prison inspection involved. The only reason for a septic inspection is a financial institution. And they do not require an intra-family transfer. However, they will inspect it if requested, and we demand it, so that's up to them.
Well, what does that involve, writing a letter?
Basically, write her a letter telling her you have to, you demand the inspection period.
Wait, no, hang on, we're on the wrong one.
Yeah.
You're talking about the length. Quote, the question with Christian was, first of all, where the doc was going, and then second off, well, we wanted to review what she had in already. Rhonda had reviewed it, and we have nothing on that property for septic or anything else.
Well, and Rhonda contacted me, I contacted Mr. Hayward twice. They have nothing on the entire road. There's six septics on there, okay, 806 out, there's six septics. They don't have anything on any of them. So I'm gonna go down and talk to him and try, but I mean, there's Clements is there, there's two Penfolds down there, there's Kathy Christian down there, and Charlie Baldwin.
Does she have septic?
Yeah. They all have septic.
Well, and there's no record of it. But we have nothing.
Well, I know, what I'm saying, the county don't have a record either.
Well, even on her last permit though, the septic isn't checked off. I mean, that's what's kinda confusing.
I don't understand that, because don't you normally have to have a septic unit back to that?
Yes.
So, I don't know.
And that was my question to Rhonda, well, what, you know, how did she get the original doc?
But, so, if I bring in, I'll find a septic certificate, everything's okay then?
Yeah, well, I'd still like to go down there with you too, and I.
Well, I wish you would've done this.
I know.
Yeah, I.
But you can't do any now.
Well, that's not the point. The point is, we wanna drag this out.
Because I'm trying to find all this stuff out. Has that got the other criteria, the 500 square foot improved building and all that?
Yeah, there's the trailer there that it was okay for the doc previously.
No, it's like a travel trailer? I'm asking because when I was looking for help with this, the town of Russia told me that's a vacant lot. So.
Well.
And that was the problem.
Everybody, there's not a vacant lot. There's a septic, there's a spring, and there's a trailer permanent in there. It's been there for, since 1992, actually. Right.
Under the same circumstances as prior for permanent.
Does it have wheels on it, or is it on what?
Flat.
It's on the ground, flat. Okay, so it's not, doesn't have wheels on it.
Wheels are flat, yeah, it's immovable.
I'd like to bring up something about this, I'm sure that's an issue. I too call the health department. In fact, I've got a couple of books, the state requirements along with the Alpine County's requirement. And the whole issue of property being transferred from one generation to another and septic not having been looked at in 4 years, I think that we owe it to the state and county of the lake to perhaps do a change in our policy and procedures and require an inspection or a dye test of all septics over a period of time. And I did ask, I talked with Annie King, who is one of the inspectors, and I said, how often would you need to have your septic tested or pumped or whatever? She said, well, for year-round residents, probably 2 years. She said, for seasonal residents, she said it, wouldn't need that much. But she, I said, well, what about every 10 years for a seasonal resident? She said, that would make sense. So I'm wondering if maybe we ought to be requiring this in order to keep the doctors, to have a dye test done. And it's something that I'm asking you to consider. I mean, if we're going to be doing this, we ought to make it very clear. Now, Jim, you can go.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Are you folks aware of the new county ruling on septic system?
I
Beg your pardon?
Are you aware of the new county ruling on septic system?
Got to be designed by engineer. No.
They are not on seasonal properties, they are, if they are not used more than 60 days out of the season, they are not requiring the septic inspection at a plant.
Allegheny County?
Allegheny County.
But that is your passion of the county, is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't want to do it. That's where this...
It started in October, and I have it in writing if you folks need a copy of it.
Oh, I'm not, I can't leave you out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If it is a seasonal property, not used more than 60 days out of the season. Pardon me?
What would be the criteria of proving you're only there 60 days, 59 days out of the year?
I don't know how they can prove it.
I'm not questioning you.
No, I don't know.
I think your proposal is a good one, even if it's not, even keeping in the spirit of that proposal for the lake. You could at least go back and check your own records, and anyone that hasn't had an inspection at least 20 years should absolutely have one.
Well, if they could prove a certificate, provide a certificate, for example, people who own their properties for 10 years, seasonal people, and could provide a certificate that within that 10 years, the dike has been done, it was fine. But I, Jean, I know you might...
You're talking about, you're talking about...
Those who have the dock permit.
You're not talking about...
No, I don't care what... You're getting into an area that is...
If in, after 10 years, property transfer...
No, I am not.
You're saying every 10 years? I had a problem with that, because I don't think this board has enough staffing to do that. Not only that, it's...
All they have to do is bring in a certificate.
It gets to be a very emotional issue, because the county charges $25 to do it.
This board can't keep up with what we're trying to keep up with now. I don't know if he's going to do it.
I don't have a
problem with it if they want to transfer property, and it hasn't been reviewed in 10 years.
But that's what we're doing now.
I mean, it's just a lot of tapes you're going to be chasing down, and I agree, you know, we got one person in the office, this board changes...
Are you doing that now, though? I thought you weren't checking the septic on transfers. That was what the...
No, the county doesn't require it.
Right, but what...
Well, no, on sales, they check it.
Right, what about you guys? I thought even on transfers, you were only doing it on sales for a while.
No, we do it on all sales.
Every transfer.
Not on a transfer.
That's my question. See, that's the problem. Some things slip through the cracks. Maybe you should just do it on anything.
Okay, on a property transfer. Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if it's a property transfer every 10 years, yeah, because it wouldn't be the volume. What Deb is saying is to do it everybody every 10 years.
Well, what you guys are supposed to do, deliberate on it.
When a house is sold, the banks insist on a septic inspection.
And so do you.
All right, yeah. Well, we insist on it for a dock transfer, right? Where the county does not insist on a transfer is on an intra-family transaction where no financial institution is involved.
And you guys haven't always insisted on that point either?
For about 12 years, we've insisted on a septic inspection to transfer a dock anytime we're involved with a dock.
But what I think the problem is, there's several before that, for 30, 40...
That's the problem.
That have slipped through the cracks, so...
But you tell me who they are, Sheldon, I'll go inspect them.
You have the records? I mean, I can...
You're looking at staffing issues that are just out of pocket. Now, the average turnover in the community is 7% on a lake. See, the 7% is to, you're going to get them all eventually.
They have a town that when your commissioner doesn't feel safe with that, that's all. It's an interesting point.
Okay, well, what was for discussion?
Well, I mean, if you want to bring up a resolution, or, and then get a second, I'll put it to a vote.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, I don't think it's possible.
John, you're talking about people with dock. No.
Well, let's put it this way. If your septic is, a dike test is only going to give you a surface view of the septic problem. And believe me, before the dike test, your neighbors are going to be telling you you've got a problem.
Yeah, but, you know, how many times do people even believe their neighbors are going to be telling you? Well, you've got that problem.
Well, we'll accept their complaint.
And that's one way that the county does do that, if there is a complaint.
Well, that's.
The person has to submit the complaint to the county, and the county then will investigate.
Will investigate, absolutely.
We are finding less and less during the sales now. We are finding less old septic systems all the time. They're being updated, they're constantly, so it's getting pretty thin out there now.
The old steel ones, right, they rot out, and you've got, when you've got a problem with an old steel tank, you know you've got a problem.
But we're not finding many of them anymore, they're.
No.
All right, well, let's not vote on it, because obviously, I don't think I've got a consensus here. And I would, but I wish you was asking about it. We're doing it now for transfers, what is a perfect example? Let's.
If you want to write something up for the next meeting.
And get it on the agenda, all right.
I don't have a pry, I just don't want it to be so encompassing that it's another thing that aggravates people.
Well, and I don't want it to be cumbersome to seasonal people, because they've got enough, I mean, the garbage issue's a big issue with seasonal people. And I'm not touching that either, but, you know, I do think that if we're worried about the quality of the lake water, this is one way to guarantee it.
What's more important than that? The lake fills up by runoff, it's, the septic's a problem anywhere, it's a problem everywhere.
Well, and that's part of our problem, what happens upstream, we have no control over it, anyway. And it makes me a little upset that I hear Caladini County is going, we're getting more stringent, and they're going.
You've got to be on this end of it, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Control what it picks up along the way, but I think it's a proposal, needs some more looking into it.
Okay.
Did we finish mine?
Well, you're right.
I got 2 months where nobody could go look at it back?
I will get there, I had graduation.
I know, but these 2 months, my God.
Well, I'm sorry.
You know, won't give a baby 9 months.
What can I do, Bill? I'm not retired.
Well, it's not only you.
Well, I.
You have one, two, you have five people.
Whatsoever, I make a motion, we decline it until we get septic in. It doesn't meet the requirements.
Well, other docs, you say, we'll okay it until they show us the rest of the paperwork and everything's fine. You've done that month after month, yes, you have. Yes, you have, you've done that month after month, where you say, when we get the rest of the paperwork and everything is fine.
I'll call you, I'll set something up within the next week and a half, I'll be down there. Okay, I'm moving down this weekend, I'm down there during the week from now on, so we'll work at it. What's up? Do we have any?
Yeah, what's in here? I don't know if they're going to get that. They are kind of the same situation where the one individual wants it, so it's just 2 foot there and 3 foot.
What's the other person's name, question?
This is Romani and Wilson.
Right.
Mr. Romani.
Can we get 2 out of 3? Can we get 2 out of 3 if we went back to there? Okay, we get 2 out of 3 if you're going to roll. Okay.
All right, if you can get that letter in and then we'll go from there.
The other party, Ruby's not going to sign over there.
Well, I've already got something from Warner's.
Okay, well then we got a back agreement on file for 2 out of 3.
That'll work.
So I make a motion.
Any motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those letters are on file.
No, many rules and regulations to our community back now.
Anywhere you get sample.
Yes.
Yes.
Rondo. Last thing on old business is grants status. Board got a letter, we've gotten more money from the state through the bond act for construction at the camp. What we're trying to clarify is whether additional money is on top of what they granted us before, or it's a whole other amount. The amount is like
$380,000 and change.
And we're not sure if that's, was just that they added like another $120,000 on the $260,000 we got, or it's another $388,000. So we're trying to get that clarified with the state right now. Hopefully it's another $388,000. We've spent enough on the project where we would still qualify for that whole amount. So once we hear from the senator's office and the DEC, we're in the process of putting all the final paperwork together, but we kind of need those figures for Bill to put everything together on the financial end. That's where we're at with the grants. New business. Yes.
This was an R&R, right? You want to replace?
Yes.
And it didn't change the boat? And did he put in the same size hoist then?
Yeah, I don't think this is where.
Can we get out of the state maybe just take a look at it?
We didn't give anything in. All the stuff over there, it doesn't have permission to have it.
My understanding is that it's placed with that request.
Yeah, but it's not the one.
R&R.
It's an R&R.
Put a new hoist, it's not an R&R.
No, it wasn't a hoist there.
Yeah, well, you put in a different hoist.
Yeah, well, see, we did put in a bigger boat and a different hoist, you're right.
Yeah, there was a hoist there.
But he never put in, this is much bigger, apparently.
I think the boat is bigger than the hoist.
Yeah, I think we gotta go look at it with the state measures.
You know what I mean?
The problem is they can't get their boats out.
When will we go look at it?
And he's such a culvert, there's a lot of things with the top shots.
Is that a concern? I looked it up.
The interference is what's.
Oh, okay, is that the front?
Yeah. Showings are down there. The problem is they can't get out of it.
Again, we gotta get out of it.
decided that that was an issue that had to be decided amongst themselves, but I mean, from an on-state standpoint, that dock is gorgeous.
Yeah, they rebuilt it.
Right, I know, but can everybody get in and out now, Dan? What about the Kellys that want them down on there, are they gonna be able to get in and out?
Oh, they're private, yeah.
So there's no problem with people getting in and out and...
It's about 1,000,000% better than it was before they rebuilt it.
So that issue's gonna be on, yes.
Possibly not to the satisfaction of the individual with the leg.
Well, it is, I mean, the dock is no longer unsafe.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I can't find it, I know there was one, he sent me an email, but I didn't...
But I think that was on Swinton, that on conditioning.
Oh, okay, alright, well, I thought there was a more recent one.
Well, I'm 99, I just got Swinton's access. It's not on condition.
Want to go over?
Okay, two different issues. Issues resolved.
Well, we agreed, or the board agreed, and made the...
Yeah, that's all, right.
That's a bad word.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I went down and looked at that, and he tore out cut down three cherry trees, the average, well, the biggest one was about 2 feet in diameter. And then there were two smaller ones, one about 18 inches in diameter, one about 16 inches in diameter. And the trees were not in really good shape. But from a standpoint of erosion and soil and water and whatnot, they probably should not have been removed somewhere over there. I had police down there looking at it, state police, and I haven't heard back from them, so I don't know if there's anything there. They came down here, talked around about it, looked at some of their work.
I honestly believe, Bill, if it come to the board, we would let them remove them. After looking at them, the chunks of money out. I mean, it's just my opinion, if you send them a letter, you know, stating that anything below 1450, you know, you don't do without our permission.
How close were they to the wire?
About from here to the end of the table. They were right up on the wall. It was interfering with her view of the lake. I got a problem with it.
Cherry tree.
Yeah, I understand. And we probably would have given them, Rich is right, we probably would have said, hey, go ahead and take it out. There were a lot of worm damage, a lot of ant damage. And, you know, the truth is we may have given them permission to take it out. My problem with it is, you know, if somebody does this, the next thing you know, they're out there with chainsaws all over the way.
Right.
And the problem we have, and what a lot of people don't understand, is the geology and the erosion.
But then on the other hand, sometimes trees are definitely...
You gotta look at each one.
A lot of times we ask them to replace them.
I live on the river all my life, and I saw trees. But I think you could do send a letter to reprimanding and not to do it again without permission.
Motion to that effect?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
And was there a break law? Are there, did they permission to build a break law?
Break law is there in place, it just needs to be back built. Like, break law's been there for quite a few years. Pardon me?
2 years ago, we proved that.
Break law's there, needs to be back built.
From the back side or from?
From the back side, from the land side.
What's holding that up?
Yes. Pardon me?
What's holding that up?
Probably because we can't get down there. Because the right of way isn't wide enough to get in there with a truck.
Oh.
So we've either got a wheelbarrow or all that junk down here. These places are real close together. We're coming in on a barge. fill in break war as soon as possible. In fact, I would get a time limit on it. And to replant the trees, put the trees in it.
All right, I'll talk to him then.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm opposed to that. You don't want him to back up?
I don't think the trees are any purpose. I don't really think trees are.
Well, you should.
The majority doesn't matter, I'm just on record as being healthy.
Okay.
Right.
There.
Lunziata.
Lunziata.
Lunziata, Dr. Lunziata.
I can talk a little bit about that. Of course, you know the shed is still there.
Yes.
Okay? You also know that the airport was put in. Brand new. And there's no sailboat. I mean, floating in the water, a big sailboat.
Does it ever cut?
Not just like a little laser.
Does it ever cut you down?
No, it's not that big.
15 foot.
Did he have permission for new horse?
No. Yeah.
I'm here, and I have an idea.
They have a funny hook in that door.
He must have. I don't think he gets the phone number.
There he goes. He's in the phone book. Yeah, yeah, he's in the yard.
Before we go on, Rhonda had reported some things that didn't get on the agenda, and I just want to see, Karen Harkin-Ryder, concerned about the neighbor's voice, you got that? That was back on 4/26. Karen Harkin-Ryder, she's concerned about neighbor's voice falling out of her dock, state dangerous condition. The property is listed at bar 2, 7989. Lake Road, Karen sent a letter. Did she ever send that letter? Yeah, of course she did. Yeah, that one.
I looked at it. It's not great for the old nasty voices, but structurally it's like...
It's not a fall, it's going to be true. And she gave that letter. And, that on... We just sent this out, 6-4. Dave Edmonds and Bill Duncan and Aaron B. concerned about 5 parking bolts and 1 fiberglass bolt more than a parking and using it at their flight at private.
We addressed this last year.
And I spoke to the sheriff. And I would just be first.
We already talked, I mean, it's really a matter for the sheriffs that are in navigable waters.
Yeah, I did call the sheriff, that they were aware of the situation and they're going to keep an eye on it.
Oh, okay.
I told Dave that, shoot them.
Yeah, because they said they couldn't get in and out of their area.
Well, I don't know how close they were parked or whatever, but I mean, they made us aware of it last year. Yeah.
Knowing Dave was a problem, he was going to be. I don't know each other.
Yeah, well, they were just together.
Oh, okay. Dr. Roy?
Well, yeah, part of that last one is they have some religious services down in the Walker Beach area. We have planned the 29th of this month. Historical family, bluegrass, to come and share. And then, plans for July and August, those are still being made. It's inspiration, reunion, and maybe some other things. But I think basically, permission to get it down to the bulk of the story.
I don't. Does anybody on the board have a problem with that? The only thing we probably would need to know is your schedule, beforehand, just so we know that what's taking place, what days or on the weekends or when.
You did this last year, Dr. Ray.
Well, we were talking about it, but we didn't
get that far.
Right. Yeah. This year, now, we did try to have a late blessing on Memorial Day, but that was rained out, and we're going to do something just prior to the town ban on July 3rd. But the 29th of this month, this is something I've scheduled, and so that's one of the first ones, right?
I didn't have a problem with it.
It's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
We could use a little bit of help with that.
Yeah, exactly. I can fire what we need at that. Formal permission to use Delta Beach for their
Town Band and Rushford Town Band at Alka Beach on the 3rd from like 7 to 9, I think, just after Pastor Roy, and for the fireworks over at the dam area at 10 o'clock that evening.
I move we approve it.
I have a motion to approve those items.
I second.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Maybe they're like harvest or dirt?
Ten o'clock, yeah. Really doesn't get dark until about 9:45, so we put it at 10.
Depends on how late open.
Right, at 10 o'clock, mine will be shut. I'll be sleeping.
That's all for, should be in bed by then.
I have an extra couple of coffee. I picked up, we've got a bunch of the directories today, so they will be at the advertisers over the weekend.
You want to leave some at the office?
I will, some, okay. The advertisers pay for the books, so the town and the post office. You guys will get yours.
I know we always have just a few here, so I'll pay some.
But rather please encourage them to go to the advertisers.
Oh, I will.
Last thing on our new business is a letter.
Yeah, a letter from the, who's that letter?
What's that?
The letter, I can't remember who sent the letter, who shared the Rushford Board of.
Well, there's multiple people's signatures on it. They didn't really want their name brought up right now.
Okay. Well, we got a letter, and addressed to Rushford Lake Voting Club. My real main concern is you're talking about having a regatta and meeting at the launch on the 4th of July. It's the busiest day there is at the launch. And you get, you know, if you get six or seven boats gathering around the launch when people are trying to launch the boats, it's going to be a pain.
There's been like a parade of boats on the 4th of July. What are they doing, you know?
Don't know.
They usually are ready on the lake. They just work. They're in the water ready.
Well, I don't know that, you know, you're back to the same problem of the boats parking. I mean, hopefully they don't park right in front of the launch.
Right, well, I mean, I was just...
But again, I think you should... notify the sheriff, and if they're in the way there where they're obstructing stuff, don't shag them out of there.
Well, Mike, rather than notifying the sheriff, I was wondering if I could have permission of the board to go to their website and send them an email asking their requesting that they meet in a different place.
We'll do that. Consider it done.
Okay.
Be correct. That's fine. Not a problem.
You've
got a very valid concern, and I did not think about it. So we'll.
I mean,
we can go down a different section.
Even if you meet around the corner in the bay there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't
not
be
a
right
problem.
In front of the launch.
That's easy. Easy solution.
That's why.
We're talking about the Boston Beach.
Yes.
They get all in where they disrupted the dirt there, that all fixed on the stuff. Nothing on the ground.
No. They're not going to, I already talked to them. They're going to do everything when they come and pay. They still got work to do above the dam, too. They got the weather already sprung where they put seed in now, I guess.
I think you can sign it, and then you can vote once.
That's all for new business.
I've got an invoice from Cat Shakers on the project, another $3,000. $737.44 is primarily timed the end of March and April. I just want to submit it for approval. Did you all gather it?
Yep.
Is that all for that last year as well?
I really don't know. I'm so much bigger splash. Why don't you hold that?
Well, how do you want to approach the fine? Do you want me to hold it and then approach that fine we're counting on the project? Because we're supposed to get the state until we...
Well, we can add that in because probably by the time we'll have that. I don't know what they did there.
Yeah, I don't either. This is not...
I mean, there's hours there, but I don't know what they were working on. Most of that stuff is closed out. They find the sand.
Yeah, we'll be holding it.
I gotta look at some dates. I think the Asbils and everything went in way before 420, so I don't want to know. Unless something came from New York State to them directly, and I'm not in the...
The other thing is, we got that a reimbursement check from the town of Rushford for $2,500 reimbursing us for part of the security we had to provide at the project. And when I had originally sent them the bill, I had divided the total cost by three. Which I thought that's what Mike said when he was on the board. But he said, no, what their notation, I just wondered if anybody else remembered this, town board motion was to pay up to $2,500.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's what I approached.
So it's $2,500. Okay. Because I just want to get that final accounting ready just so we get this grant So you remember it?
The bill was really high. There was a cap on what
we were going to pay. The reason that Phil and I have remembered, we had a meeting at a basketball game in Belfast School over there.
Okay.
And it was, they told us that to buy $100. Mr. Graziak piped up to the town record, had no problem with that. He asked me if I would approach Phil with that. He never said yes or no, but they are willing to pay you
$25.
Okay. But I'm going to get speaking out of turn and direct confirmation from Phil about that. When I approached him with that in the winter time, he had a problem.
Okay.
But he does have a problem with $55.
All right. Then I just have the disbursement check made for last year. For your approval.
Gene, do you want to maybe clarify that with them and then maybe let Phil know
that they're sending for $2,500?
Well, or they just want to be billed for $2,500 for their records.
I will do that, but Ron will know.
Yeah.
We got that second letter from the state informing us of our successful petition for additional grant funding. And there was a question whether or not that was in addition. And what I did is all the paperwork that Bill had faxed to me this week indicated that this grant that we had been approved for would pay up to 75%
of the project cost, and the locality would pay 25%. I went back to the grant application, and I applied 75% to our original estimate back in July of 06, and it comes out exactly to the amounts that are on the two letters. The one letter for 388,869, and the other letter for 266. So it looks to me like we're going to get like $654,869 in grant money on this project. But that, and I think that may go up because the final numbers are obviously higher than what you and I had predicted back in July.
But they're going to pay 75% of the grant.
I believe so.
Okay.
I have a call in the line, but again, they're not in the audience. They're never. I was trying to find out. Well, part of the problem is I can't fill the paperwork out until I know the figures. And actually, there's some paperwork about the whole progression of the project. So we're starting from, basically, we're asking them to reimburse us from this stability study on, and I have to put a timeline together for all that work.
What is your timeline?
Well, the sooner we get it in, the sooner we're going to get money.
Do you plan on finishing everything up next week?
I would hope you will.
So when do you want the information? Sometime maybe the end of the week?
Yeah, I'll call you, maybe we can get together.
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, okay. You're going to be down there on the weekend?
Why don't you leave me an email?
Yes.
And then maybe we can get together next Saturday.
Yeah, because I got part of the description written up and everything, but again, I need some of the, I got to get all the dates together and get that timeline down.
All right. Are you going to make a copy of that 8-year bill and pass it around? We don't look at it.
Yeah, I'll grab a copy.
Already sending Mr. Patton a letter, if you wouldn't mind reiterating the fact that since it is a community dock, he's only allowed one watercraft, because back in 2004, he was sent a letter from the board advising him to remove a jet ski hoist. It's still there, and there's another jet ski on the lawn, in addition to his boat. So now there's three, his boat, a jet ski, on the lawn, and a jet ski on horse. And if you wouldn't mind just maybe addressing the remark he wrote in his letter to the board in regards to our dock situation. We are in the process of selling our cottage, but he didn't need to write in here that if it's sold without this issue resolved, then the new dock owners are going to have a problem with everyone else there.
If you guys had the bylaws, no, none of you can
be in it. Well, we're stealing what we have right now.
Making your bylaws, no things are
wrong. Well, we are. I mean, that's
certainly before somebody buys a property and walks into that, but okay, then I have a question. About last month, I asked you about the resolution for enforcement powers. Where'd that go, or how that, what's going on with that?
I was asked to take that off the agenda. That was the vote. It says on the agenda, vote is actually should be voted for.
For the enforcement powers?
Yes.
Where does it stand? Is it something
there's a legal issue that we will discuss after.
An executive session?
Yes.
So it's, the resolution wasn't put on the table yet, or taken to the towns or anything like that yet? No? Has it been put in
will be moving 66.
I'll second.
For what?
For what?
The legal matter.
Legal matter.
Didn't you guys get a letter saying you can't do it that way?
Yes, we can do it that way. We already did.
I was gonna ask you, did you get a letter saying you couldn't do it that way? From the open meetings, from the free and open government, saying you had a stated basis.
We are stated.
It's legal.
It's a legal issue.
All I'm asking, did you get a letter from the free and open government stating that, addressing this issue, what you have to say to go into executive session?
No.
You didn't get a letter from them?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Just recently.
But you inquired to have a letter sent, right?
Yep.
It addresses that issue. I would ask the board to do that with their attorney.
Fine.
And you'll see that the state, the basis you just made to go in for legal reasons is insufficient under the law. Can you note that in the minutes, Rhonda, that I made the request, you better look at that and discuss it with Bruce?
Thank you.
Will he be informed to remove his jet ski? Or not? I mean, I got the letter from 2004 that the board sent him.
Well, I think when they looked into that, it wasn't on a community dock, it was on the neighbor's frontage with the neighbor's permission.
Okay, but there's another jet ski on the line.
Well, look.
Yeah.
I